How much do you think Odell's going to help being back?
Yeah, you know, he's you know, one of our go-to guys. So definitely be good to have him back, have him in the mix, and should open hopefully get him involved, but should open up some the other guys to get the ball as well.
You have to talk to him in any way, you know, obviously to try and prevent, you know, anything similar before, or maybe tone down anything, or
no, I think just let's go play football. So I think that's the mindset. I think he's you know, learn from that, you know, and you know, it's not something that was a recurring theme. It's a one-time deal, so I think he's learned from it.
Coach Eli, Thomas talked a lot about trying to deflect the attention from him and his status and stuff. He's talked to you guys about that. What does that mean to you guys, and how do you take that?
Well, just understand he wants us to go out there and just worry about playing football, worry about having our mind on our assignments, our job, our practices, and getting ready to play this football game, and you don't want us to be distracted with anything else.
Is there a human nature element to it, particularly for you who have been here your entire career with him, wondering what might happen?
Well, you know, I don't think it helps to wonder. So I think, just follow his lead listen to what he says and just worry about going to play football and doing our job.
Coach Coughlin said Scott Dodell is kind of a little more quiet in meetings. It didn't look like he was dancing as much as he normally does. Did you notice that? Is he a little bit quiet since he came back to that?
I haven't noticed anything yet. So just, I'm not in many meetings with him. But, still want him to bring the same energy and same enthusiasm that he brings to practice and to games. And play football and do his job at a high level.
Tom Coughlin's the only coach you've known here in the NFL. Do you go into this game thinking this could be the last game with coach?
No, I think you go into the game just trying to listen and pay attention to what our coaches say. And from the quarterback coach, offense coordinator, to the head coach, listen to the words, and he told us to focus on the game and going out there and playing well. So that's what we want to do.
Eli, Odell's close to a couple of team records with this one final game to go. So many questions were, what's he going to do in year two? What was your impression of how his season has gone? And again, he's missed the game, and yet he's still got a chance for some records.
Odell, I think he's had a great year two, and he's worked hard and definitely improved in a number of areas. And I think it's fun to have him at practice, at games, and he's playing at a high level.
You think in a way, I mean, you saw last week the second there was a little scrap, they ejected guys. Do you feel in a way that Odell has to be maybe careful in the way that he's going to be officiated at this point because of obviously what happened? It was in front of a lot of people, and the league obviously pined on it afterwards.
I don't think it was a recurring theme. It was a one-time deal, so I think we should be in good shape. He's just got to go do his job, and when he's got to block, be block and be physical. When he's got to catch passes, he'll catch passes.
Finally, Eli, last game of the season, we know there's no playoffs, but what does the difference between a win and a loss make in a season finale?
Well, I think just going into the off season and not feeling too down. Obviously, you're disappointed, but kind of have that last memory to be something you'd be proud of. And so, all you can do is handle the circumstances that you're in. This is our circumstance, so try to make the best of it and get a win.
Does it ever cross your mind that this could be kind of Tom Coughlin's going out there?
No, I mean, I think just worry about just one game and going out there and beating Philadelphia and doing our job.